Great to have your company, Adelaide, on a big Thursday edition of The Rush Hour. Let's not waste any time except to say that, hey, get to the socials, check out our Throwback Thursday. Our great man here, he was once upon a time a TV star, tip-top at it. It's a beauty. It's a belter.
It's a pearl.
Check it out. Have a good laugh and give it a like if you can. As I welcome the man who is starred in many a production, but none bigger than The Rush Hour. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Louie, and g'day, Adelaide. Our Adelaide. It is beautiful, Adelaide. Looking forward to the next hour or so. Plenty on.
Certainly.
Hit me with it.
Well, check this out. We're going to be talking in no particular order. Alex Carey, Australian wicketkeeper.
He's our boy.
Chocolate bar tattoos, clash strips, anniversaries. The Rush Hour rulebook's going to take a look at infidelity. Nice. Do you want me to go on?
Oh, I keep going.
I could.
Yeah.
Boorish statements that aren't even true.
Yeah, hear.
There is just some amazing stuff. And can I just stop down on a serious note, Cricket Australia?
Yeah.
All right. Plenty been happening in there. The revolving chairs. Oh, it's the old game, the musical chairs.
Yeah.
When the music stops, find a
seat.
You are not happening.
Join Buffer's buff.
The other day when the review came out, the CEO review came out, the narrative, and I'm not a fan of that word, but the narrative was no provision for addressing or reducing player bans. Well, that was from Kevin Roberts, the CEO.
Kevin Roberts,
yeah. As of today, Cricket Australia CEO Kevin Roberts has acknowledged his organisation has received a bid to lift the suspensions handed out to the trio for ball tampering. And he says the board will be respecting that submission and giving it due consideration.
Wow.
Now, Warner and Smith have got 5 months to run on their 12 months. And Bancroft's got two. Are we to read into that, that there is a softening of the stance? Or is it just a bit of posturing suggesting that we're going to take a look at it because things are very, very tense and terse between the ACA and CA?
They're softening, mate.
Yeah. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
They are softening. I'll back everything. I'll back all my cricket ability. They're softening. And don't be surprised if one, if not two, play in the Test Series this summer. There you go.
The plums are out.
There you go, Dale.
And you can probably quote you on that?
No. Yeah, okay.
You can quote me on that.
That is a massive, massive change.
Huge shift, isn't it?
From 3 days ago.
Yeah. My only worry for you and your reputation is that they're just saying that just to try and win people back over, that they are going to consider things. They're not going to be so black and white at the moment, and they are going to actually listen to the playing group, because that's where the fractious nature is.
Yeah.
The relationship is fractured. So they're going, well, hang on a minute, we'll accept that. We'll have a look at it, but there are no guarantees we're going to shift it because we still think what we did was wrong. But
when Stevie Smith comes back and plays for his country, his first innings he'll make 100, and there'll be a standing ovation and tears.
You can quote me on that.
I'm serious because this is what normally happens.
Let me add to the grandeur. It'll be a JFK moment and it'll be in 50 years' time. You go, where were you when Steve Smith came back and made his ton on return from suspension and everyone cried?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Good.
Because the public have forgiven Stevie Smith. They have forgiven him.
Absolutely.
And young Bancroft.
Yeah. Who?
Young Bancroft.
Yeah, who?
The public.
No one's worrying about Cam Bancroft. He's not even on the radar.
Yeah, but
mate,
he's still an important player.
He's not on the radar. He's a fringe.
What?
He's a fringe player. Go and get a haircut with a fringe.
Dave Warner?
No one likes him.
Then that's a shame.
That's the big test.
That's a shame.
That is the big test. Oh, how does Dave Warner win back the public? Do a Steve Smith. Hang around, sign autographs for hours and hours and go on a 12-hour bender.
But how do you know Steve Smith doesn't do that? Davey Warner doesn't do that.
No, but here's the problem. The PR, the public perception is, if Dave Warner did that, you reckon that one article that I went off about the other day, there would have been 30 articles about Dave Warner being a boorish pig out on the grog, carrying on, not giving a care about anyone and leaving his wife and two kids at home. He's got a PR battle bigger than I'm trying to Ben Hur. Like, I don't know how he gets back from that. Jazz has always been lovable. Even though he errs from time to time.
What about that time 2 years ago?
Yeah, you can forgive.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because it was never meant to go to air.
Family done.
All right? I mean, it's simple. And it's like someone else said the other night.
I agree with that.
Titus O'Reilly said it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, the good bloke clause. Mm. Yeah. If Dave Warner was a good bloke, he'd be okay.
Yeah.
But the perception is, or reality is, he's not a good bloke. No. So he's finding it hard.
Yeah.
To get back and win back
and win the trust. Where Stevie Smith's got no problems.
Big show coming up. We're going to talk about the biggest news in footy. I think every football fan is happy. The clash strip from a certain football club is gone.
That is next.
And he's back.
For the Rush Hour.
I'm back, baby. I'm back in town.
No, Murph Town, no.
That's enough.
Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
The Wolf Grey clash strip of the Carlton Football Club is dead. It's gone.
Oh,
finally finished. Hey. The one that looked like it's been through the washing.
Yeah, terrible.
And you had a dark colour in with the whites. It has finally been given the flick by Carlton. It is now a predominantly white gig.
Yep.
With the CFC.
Bit like the Crows Away strip.
Oh,
look like umpires.
Finally, though. Mm. Gee, I mean, that thing was just putrid. And I think they're done with the pockets on the back, too.
Yeah, good call.
Because
I
think they now know where to pat each other on the bum when they do something good. Which is great.
All right, so that's a good start for Carlton.
Let's stick with Carlton, too. Oh, a lot of talk floating around. Of course, the Blues have the number one pick.
Yep.
And then Gold Coast have got a few. And then obviously everybody's talking about Lukosius. Everybody's talking about Rankin. Connor Rosie now as well. They toured, him and Lukosius had toured Carlton yesterday, I think, or even this morning, floating around.
Yep.
There's a bit of talk around now. Should Carlton swap pick one to the Suns for pick 3 and 6 to give themselves the best chance at grabbing Lukosius and either Rosie or Rankin?
Mm.
That would be a huge call.
Yeah. Carlton can't do it.
It's funny, though, because...
What does Carlton need? They don't need a Lukosius.
They need depth. They don't need a forward.
They need midfield depth.
They've recruited
They've got to build
forwards.
A midfield group.
Yeah.
They've got to get 10 deep, 12 deep of elite midfielders, Carlton.
Yeah, so, therefore...
So, there's no way they're going to give away pick one.
But if you get... Devil's advocate.
Right.
If you take 3 and 6, you're a chance to get two good midfielders.
Yeah.
All right, as opposed to the one gun.
Yeah.
All right, so... Sammy Walsh is the obvious one they're talking about as the best mid and the best kid in the draft.
Because he's good inside.
Yeah.
Good skills.
And he's a really good player.
Yeah, he's a very good talent.
So it's intriguing as to where that is. But gee, it's a bit of food for thought because you see so many clubs, they get that nervous when they have that pick one.
Don't they?
About, where should I go? Whereas at least if you pick two, the pressure seems to be off.
It does come
a little
off.
Bit further down the pecking order. And Stephen Silvani.
What would you do if you're in his shoes?
If I was Sauce, depends how highly they rate Sammy Walsh because... They need players.
Mm.
They don't just need one.
Yeah. They need a player that can impact straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. So
young Jack's going to take another 12 months to
develop.
So
if Walsh can come in and play, well, then you've got to take
him. That's what
I'll
be
doing.
I'm not waiting 2 years until he's ready.
Right,
we haven't got time, have we?
Fair call from the list manager in here at the Rush Hour.
Oh, I'd be mad if they did that.
How is our list looking? Murph's back today. What happened to Timmy Pine?
Well, we're trying to trade out Shawnee.
Oh.
But we've had no real.
Oh well,
we've had no real
a bit of luck.
Serious.
There's live trading of picks on Draft Night this year.
Because there's a lot of movement. Radio. Oh, we know we lost our KG.
Oh, we know
he's been poached.
I mean, I think he walked as an unrestricted free agent. I think he's done
very
enough time.
Very unrestricted. Yeah.
Can I just throw something else in and to take it back? Young Tom Limbratore, if you haven't seen his new tattoo, it's fruit and nut bar tat. I kid you not.
What goes through his
fruit
mind?
Fruit nut chocolate. There's a chocolate bar on his forearm. Check it out. I don't know, too much time on your hands or just a little bit different, left of centre, I'm not quite sure. And in a bold initiative, the AFL are endorsing this idea. And, you know, Steve Hocking said there's no such thing as a bad idea.
No,
I like them all.
I like that.
Fans over in the US hired a stripper to liven up a minor league soccer game that was really, really boring. And what they did, they had a run on the register to create a bit of fracas and a bit of atmosphere. I'm hearing Steve Silvani and Carlton and Mark Legutta say Carlton have got a couple on retainer already for the coming season, just in case things don't
for
go to plan.
For round one against Richmond.
Oh, no, round one, round two, round three, round four, round five. They said they will review the policy at about round 12.
Sheepers. I reckon you're going to bring back the streaker.
That last part may not be true. But the tattoo of the chocolate bar is.
I want a cherry ripe.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Louis and family.
Yes.
Sunday is my anniversary, our anniversary, Marion and I. Been together for 29 years.
That's
1989.
Beautiful.
We walked down the aisles
John
of the
Travolta
church.
Suit.
Correct, mate.
I can see it now.
Gorgeous and still is. Three beautiful children she's provided me. So I don't know what to do.
Of course.
I don't know what to do on Sunday after 29 years. We may have a late lunch. I need some ideas. I need suggestions on how to keep the flame going.
Check it out on Twitter.
The belly.
And also, hey, throw a phone call in. 1-333-53. We'll take some calls. The key to anniversaries, and I think I talk a better game than I actually play.
This is
the
nice.
Preparation is your key. Your 29 years, I've already checked it out.
What is it?
Because every anniversary has a certain thing that comes with it.
That's right.
Your anniversary this year is... Tools.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
I kid you not.
The tool man,
I know. I kid you not. Tools.
Wow.
So I would expect from Maz some kind of power tool coming
she
your
knows
way.
I'm screaming out for a drill, a brand new drill, the whole lot. She is.
That's jail
she
talk.
Is. She knows. So I had to borrow my son's drill.
Oh, no, that's ripped up.
Should I dump down?
I'm serious. I'm gonna stay I need a drill set.
I'm going to stay awfully straight here and say, yes, absolutely.
All right. If it's tool.
So then for Maz, if it's tools.
Nice.
What does she need? Or is she already married to one?
I don't know.
So what are you going to do? So a late lunch, I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a late lunch on Sunday. And you've got to remember, it's Remembrance Day, which is a special day
absolutely.
On our calendar.
Absolutely, but that's in the morning, so you can take care of that nicely.
There's church.
Get the dogs done, church, all that stuff. Yeah,
on Sunday, and then United are playing.
You're making excuses. Oh. You're not. Mate, you
do
tell me.
Do I need a spa night?
You tell me, and you regale us with these stories of this Lothario that roamed Adelaide in the 80s and the 90s with Maz under the wing, and it was just batting them away left, right and centre because she'd stolen your heart. And then now, on the 29th anniversary, you're turning to the radio family for ideas. I mean, mate, pull your finger out and have a crack at it yourself.
I thought about Indian.
Yeah, and you're talking about, oh, yeah, well, I need a good drill bit.
Yeah, well, I do. I need a drill set.
Yeah, but it's not about you. It's about expressing your love and how much you've cherished your time with the lovely man.
Absolutely.
And how much she's put up with your bullshit over the years. Show her how much you love her. But most importantly, and I think the rest of the family would agree here, put a bit of bloody effort in. That's all.
Do I take Maz to the cricket then?
Don't ask me. You'd be only down there with another 5,000 people. And as you said, you don't perform in front of anything less than 25.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so that's no good. True. No, but have a think about it.
Lee.
Dig deep into that big heart of yours, and we know you've got one. And surprise her with something that comes from your heart, that's something she knows will be special.
What can I get her?
It doesn't have to be huge in value or dollars.
No. What about if I book a hotel or something? Too much
of anything. Well, now you're starting to think the way I want you to move.
I go and buy her a new dressing gown or something?
Now, stop. Jesus Christ. I tell you what the best thing you can do.
What can I do?
You can watch a show.
29 years, Luke.
And this has just fallen perfectly in my lap. Peter Halley, a good mate of ours,
who's
coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, has got a great new show called How to Stay Married on Channel 10 tonight.
Yeah.
And it's about a show how it gets mundane and you get locked into the routine of marriage.
Wow.
You need to watch this because there's a tip on there
that
his lovely wife does.
Yeah.
For him, can I suggest, I'm not trying to give away the plot at all, but that you go all Brazilian for Maz.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Yeah, $1,000 off the grabs, Jazz. Easy money. Yep. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get a free one too. Automasters are kind enough. This is how much they love the segment. Yeah. They give us the money.
Yep.
Then they say, have a freebie.
Oh, nice.
Phone a friend. 50-50. Take one out.
That's it.
9 out of 10. That's all we're asking for. Not even 100%. Who is lucky enough to have a crack today?
We're going to talk to Ron from Elizabeth Vale. G'day, Ron. Welcome. Welcome on a Thursday.
How you going, mate? All right, Ronnie. Jars, Louis, how you going? Yeah,
very good, Ronnie boy. All right, you got one Automasters lifeline. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. I wish you good luck, Ron, and hand you over to Jar. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go, Ronnie. Which BBL team is Lloyd Pope playing for this season? Young Lloydie.
Sixers.
What TV station can you see the one-day cricket on tomorrow?
Seven.
Okay. Name the AFL team that Jordan Murdoch is playing for next year.
Gold Coast.
They almost picked up Sean Craig Murphy too. Who are the Perth Glory playing at Cooper Stadium on Sunday?
Adelaide United.
What sport does Andel Fukilakiahu play for? What sport does he play for? Andel Fukilakli.
He's out touring.
Good player, good cricketer.
Pass.
Okay. Who's the captain of the Brisbane Lions? In some strife.
Automasters.
Yep.
Well played. What does AFLW stand for, Ron?
That's quick.
Australian Football League, Women's Football League.
What is the major colour of the Carlton Clash jumper going to be next year?
God,
Jeez. Baby Blues.
Okay, which Adelaide United player has been selected in the Socceroos 23-man squad?
Goodwin.
All right. It's good finish.
That tough question, number five, that is just a ridiculous question.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to practice that?
There's a real sense.
My name's Andile Pessoaio.
Yep. You know. Real sense that somebody had set someone up in studio.
I felt that, Lou, to be quite honest with you.
In fact,
he had a day off.
I felt dirty and disgusted.
Sorry, Ron, honestly.
Well, give us one for that. Give us an all-time
You know what, Lou?
Tell you what, Ronnie.
Give him $1,000.
We'll go through the semantics.
Murph,
hit your computer. Yeah. We can't do that, mate, unfortunately, because T's and C's tell us we can't. But punch it out, please, Murph.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
Throwing a few others. Yeah, no. Look, collateral damage everywhere in studio. Jars, what does Ronnie from Elizabeth Vale get for his efforts?
Double pass to see Jars and Louis' courtside seats. Adelaide 36ers take on the Sydney Kings this Saturday. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Also, he's got tickets. Double pass to see Kiss, the end of the road world tour, Adelaide Cooper Stadium, Tuesday, 19th of November. All right? So that's what he's picked up. All right,
double pass to Ice House with special guest, the Sunny Boys.
Also give him that as well.
Medal as anything, live on Glendale Beach, Sunday, February 10. Right. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Ronnie, you've cleaned up. You've got the
cleaned
trifecta.
Cleaned up, mate.
Thanks, brothers.
That's our way of apologising for what Murph has put in the questions.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous, that question.
Hi, my name's Andile Pessoaio.
Andile, I got Andile right.
Andile, no, you didn't. Dane Zorko's the captain of the Brisbane. He's got himself in a little bit of bother.
Yeah.
Carlton's new clash strip is predominantly white. The Wolf Grey is gone.
See you later.
Fox is where you can catch the cricket. Geez, they're endearing themselves to the cricket fans, aren't they?
Oh,
putting
absolutely.
Putting it on the pay TV networks.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Any brains in there?
Yeah.
And that's about
Not many.
All good. Okay. Done and dusted.
And apologise for number five, family.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just Merce's way of saying I'm here.
Hi, my name's Andile Pessoaio.
What did I say?
Not that.
Hey, if you've got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs.
We should change your name to Andile Jarman.
Call 1300 Automasters. It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Our Aussie cricketers are in town, Jars. They've been having some solid net sessions down at Adelaide Oval ahead of tomorrow night's day-nighter against South Africa for the one-dayer. And joining us now is one of our favourites, Alex Carey. Alex, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and what a great name, Louis.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
G'day, champ.
And that's your young one. Well, congratulations, mate. We haven't spoken since.
Well done,
great
mate.
Work to you and your beautiful wife.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. No, thanks for the support. I'm getting lots of love from you, Jars. Keep it coming.
Good boy.
Jars was just moaning about that very fact, Alex, that he goes, I've been sending a lot of love but not getting a lot back. Clearly you've been reading it but just not reciprocating, Alex.
He's been busy.
There must be a poor connection between our lines. No, I'm good. Don't throw me under the bus.
I won't, mate.
Alex, you know what we call it here on this show, and it happens with Sloane and a few of the Crows boys. It's known as a segment called Jars' Booty Calls.
No.
So, dare I say, mate, you might get a late one Friday night.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. As long as it's a happy one, I'll
be
happy.
All right, buddy. Let's talk cricket. Let's look. Now, how's the atmosphere? How's the mood within the camp? Obviously, the first game batted poorly, and obviously the bowlers let you down a little bit. So, what's the plan for tomorrow, mate? Adelaide Oval against South Africa.
Oh, well, look, it's still a really positive camp. You know, the work we're doing off the field is you know, I guess the public don't see it, but it's unbelievable. Like, we're training so hard, we're doing everything right, and, you know, we're really close to turning it all around and just going out there and playing with freedom and letting it all flow. And, you know, the batters we've got and the bowlers we've got are world class. You know, Aaron Finch has scored 12 ODI hundreds. You know what Chris Lynn can do, Sean Marsh, Travis Head at Adelaide Oval, obviously the world class quick. So, you know, we're really positive. We're really close to just putting that, you know, that perfect performance on the board and, you know, someone making 150 and winning a game of cricket. So it's close, guys. It's close.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt it's a really talented squad, Alex. So I just said a jar off here. I wonder how much you guys are feeling the heat. We've had the big report come back in, the findings. A lot of people have been shown the door at Cricket Australia. I know that's different to you guys, but it's hard for that not to filter down into the dressing room about the state of cricket. And then now you've got the discussion of whether the boys might come back early from suspension. So how hard to block that out and concentrate just on your core business of playing day by day?
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, we don't block it out. We acknowledge it and we talk about it. And, you know, whatever needs to be said, we have these really good conversations. And, I guess you leave meetings and go into practice, you know, not dwelling on anything. So it's, you know, it's a really good environment in terms of, you know, we're talking about what's going on and we acknowledge it. And I guess as players, our biggest role is to play great cricket and win games of cricket for Australia and, you know, make our fans and, you know, the spectators really proud of the brand of cricket we're playing.
Alex, this is not a personal question, but I need to ask this one. You've only not long been on the international scene. Was there a bubble? Was there a perception that a few of our boys may have been sort of a law unto themselves, a little bit above everybody else? Or is that just something that has happened as a collective, not just as a playing group, but an organisation?
Well, I think there's a lot of speculation from obviously the outside world. And I can tell you, you know, from my experiences, that that's not the case. We've got, you know, great relationships. As, you know, we go on tour for whatever, you know, 2-3 months at a time. And, yep, you know, you have to be close to these guys. Otherwise, it, you know, it wouldn't work. Oh. For me, I get along with all the boys really well. And, you know, we're all doing group activities and our days off and we want to hang around each other. So it's, you know, like I said, my experience is it's a close group and it's a really fun environment for all the boys coming in, and especially even the new guys.
Mate, the fast bowlers have been clipped saying that they don't practice enough in the nets.
I'm not sure. I haven't bowled a ball for a while, Jarge.
No, but your bowlers, obviously, they'd have to work hard to keep their fitness and technique up. See, some of these comments, honestly.
Alex, do you think that'll change with Pat Howard being shown the door and head of high performance? Do you think there is going to be a shift in the way the preparation happens? Because it's gone all high tech, a bit like footy, where you get limited time and certain amount of kicks and managed. Do you think that the findings and I suppose the positive out of all of this will be there will be a bit of a new system and going about it a bit more the old traditional way where Shield gets a lot more
cricket
effort and cricket into it and bowlers got to bowl a bit more and not so much of this
potentially absolutely. I mean, there's so much cricket now, it's trying to juggle all our you know, world-class fast bowlers. We want them playing every game, we want them training for every training session, but I think it really is hard for those guys and their bodies. And you know, I know yesterday that we had a great hit out in the centre wicket and the boys were steaming in, you know, at our opening batsman, and it was nice. A game environment. So, you know, I know Jale's hot on, you know, training really, you know, with that great intensity, the game intensity. And from what I've seen, it is the case. You know, I've got Mitchell Starc running in at the death bowling Yorkers and bouncers, and I can tell you it's not fun facing it.
No, it wouldn't be.
We're up, you know, our training sessions are really, really high quality.
Okay.
All right, mate, last question, and we really appreciate your time ahead of the big one tomorrow. Jars celebrates his anniversary, his 29th anniversary this Sunday to the lovely Marion. And I ask you this.
Congratulations, Jarre.
Thanks, champ.
Alex, I ask you, because you're a young man in love and a recent dad, so you know all about the romance game. Have you got any tips for the great man? Because he is clueless.
Well, I mean, I've been away a fair bit of our marriage and Lily's life, so don't do what I'm doing. But
is it a dinner?
Know,
is it a late dinner?
Nice dinner? Yeah, I'm always the one for dinner. I love taking Eloise to a nice restaurant. We've got a few around our place. But,
okay.
Hey, Josh, you're pretty smooth, mate. You'll work it out.
All right, good boy. nice. I'll take that on board.
It's good work. You're pretty smooth too, mate. Keep up. Put the good work. Let's hope you can get a ton of runs tomorrow night.
Good luck.
You and the boys and Trav and Co. all can turn one on and we can belt the South Africans and get ourselves up and going.
Love it. Thanks, boys.
Well done, champ.
SA's very own. Part of the Australian team taking on South Africa tomorrow night. Yeah, I know. How good. Ian Healy said he's the man to get behind.
I agree.
Lead us out of this.
I agree.
Against South Africa, the one day tomorrow night at Adelaide Oval. Alex Carey on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour now with Jars and Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, 104.7 Triple M.
Juice, before we get out of here, I think we need to address or at least look at the situation Dane Zorko, the Brisbane Lion captain, finds himself in. A picture of him posted without his knowledge onto his own Instagram account by a former partner. I think it's time, in regards to this type of situation, we consult the Rush Hour Rulebook.
The Rush Hour Rulebook.
It would be fair to say with the Rush Hour rulebook that there's nothing written on this topic because we're not fans of it.
infidelity. No, not at all.
At all, or alleged infidelity. Okay, so therefore, it's a little circumspect, the advice that will come out now, because we don't cater for it.
No.
Don't stand
just
for
explain
it.
What happened.
Oh, he's just, it's a photo that's been posted. Well, thereabouts, he's, there's a picture of him in his jock sleeping on a couch, and he's separated from his partner, and she's just basically saying, it's clear that you don't care for us or our son.
The captain of the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah. Mm. So we've calling the issue or the subjects, and we won't label everything them too much, but it's the infidels.
Yeah.
Infidelity. Yeah. The infidels. And we've had moments.
We have.
Of this type of stuff
absolutely
happening.
Absolutely.
Port Adelaide's Jack Watts was caught up in one. Yeah, Sammy Culpepper's had his own issues.
He's been there. Talks.
Jakey Stringer.
The old Jakey.
Been a victim of it. Mm. Yeah, you go way back to the St Kilda schoolgirl. You've got Dane Swanett, some photos floating around.
Our boy Warnie.
You go Warnie, you go way back to the duck. History says it's there. It, you know, if you're playing in this space, I mean, there's no protection from the Rush Hour rule book.
No,
is there?
And that's what we want to. Yeah, that's what we're discussing.
Because when there's you open the book up, it is bare.
It's very bare.
We're not endorsing any of it.
No,
we're not suggesting.
Not at all, though.
You have several levels of security or elite standards because clearly he didn't. She knew his password.
Mm. I mean, where was his firewall?
Exactly.
Firewall.
I mean, if you're going to play that game, and let's just put ourselves into that situation for a moment. All right, you got to have elite standards, Ja. If you're going to play that game,
I'm with you, Lee.
You have to have firewall after firewall after firewall. You know,
I'm going to call it the Justin Langer.
You know, the JL.
Yeah,
you got to have 15 ways to keep it out.
Yeah,
that's fair call. That's a really good fair call.
You with me?
I mean, what we say first and foremost is don't do it. All right, simply. Yeah,
absolutely.
But if you're into that,
well,
yeah, you know, I think. Yeah, you know, always do what you always done, always get what you always got.
You're always going to get caught.
I just look at it, and again,
a couple of nicks, three slips.
In this day and age, they won't continue to drop them forever. Will they, Jar?
No,
you know, and you can't keep going to referrals because you've only got a couple of those.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Oh, I look at it and I think,
silly boy.
In this day and age, again, I look at it and go, why?
Well, they can't help themselves, mate. But in the rush hour, our rule book, it's tight.
Well, the rule book says we won't tolerate.
Mm.
All right. There will be no reviews.
No. Not
no
at all.
Checks. Mm. No nothing.
And they won't be on the show.
No, exactly. Mm. End of story. And if you want to play that game, you know what happens.
Yeah.
You will receive the chin music from the West Indian Fast Bowling Quartet. All right, Jas, can I change tact?
Just
for
quickly,
a
Lily.
All right.
Quickly, again, my friend.
A man by the name of Mbappe. Do you remember him?
Yes, sir.
Kylian, from the World Cup, soccer star, went to Paris Saint-Germain. How are these for some demands?
Oh, no.
Signed a permanent deal for $292 million in
the
summer, 5 years. He's 19, by the way.
No.
Some of the demands. He wanted a net profit after of 86 mil over his lucrative 5 years. 86 net.
He's done financial school.
He also wanted private jet flights so he can travel across the globe without attracting worldwide attention from his fans, but PSG rejected that.
Good.
And they
good
said, instead they gave him $48,000 a month salary to pay his personal staff, a caretaker and a driver and a bodyguard.
That's too much money. Right, that now, that is a disgrace.
Right now, Dane Zorko is wishing he's playing for Paris Saint-Germain. The report also claims he wanted to become the club's highest paid player if he won the world's best footballer contract, which is Neymar, who is on $1.1 million a week.
No way.
All right?
No way.
I bet you these
guys. He's 19 years old.
These guys have cyber security.
We can pass on the JL to this. That's ridiculous.
But what about that? That is just amazing. $48,000 a month just to pay your personal staff. A caretaker and your driver.
Well,
and
our AFL players in time
will
have their own private jets in time with the amount of money that they're going to be paid in the future.
Look, I don't think
you
we'll
don't
ever
think
get to
we'll
that.
Get to that stage.
It's too expensive.
You can't see Bud getting his own Lear jet.
Have you seen the price of a G6?
No, well, I haven't. No,
you've got to run a simultaneous business.
People
on the
are
side.
Using choppers.
Yeah,
flying in, flying out.
Yeah, maybe that.
All right. Get a chopper to your game.
Would a footy club, after what's happened at Leicester, God may they all rest in peace, would anybody let anyone find a chopper who plays footy who's under contract?
No, JL.
We're out of time. See ya. Righto, Jars and Family, brand new show on Channel 10 tonight, 9 o'clock, How to Stay Married. I suggest we all watch it. I suggest we all watch it, written and starred in by the one and only a good friend of ours, Pete Hellier. Pete, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Jazz and Louie. How are we?
Good, Uncle Pete.
We are great, mate. Congratulations. Yeah. How are you feeling about it before it airs tonight?
Remarkably calm at the moment. I'm excited. I'm sure that we... Yeah, actually, tonight will be just exciting watching it. There's nothing you can do tonight. I think we've made a really good show. I'm really proud of it. We'll watch it tonight, and then I'll shit myself in the morning when the race is coming.
Very nice.
Pete, how do we stay married?
Yeah.
How do we, mate? What's the secret? Because Lou and I have been in it for a long time. I'm coming up for nearly 29 years on Sunday. Give me some advice how to stay married.
Well, I think you've got to engage with it, and I think you've got to remind yourself that you actually not only love the person you're with, but you actually like them. I think people forget that. I love my wife a heap, but I really like her as well, and that helps. And if you can make time to let her know that and make time to get on the date night every now and then, that helps. And even occasionally just sending her a text message when you're at work, just saying some nice things out of the blue, that works. And I'll tell you what an aphrodisiac for a lady is, just wipe a bench every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good call. You know,
bit of spray and wipe.
Just get a jiffy out, a spray one up, and, it'll work wonders.
One of my go-tos of late, Pete, is just to do the dishes by hand.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely. Nice. Yeah.
Well done, Lou.
Nice.
Yeah. Never fails, Pete. Never fails. Right.
It's just the one dish. It's just the one dish.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is, but you put suds in a sink, mate, and things just transform.
Gloves are off.
Off.
The gloves are off. Got gloves off.
I'm Mrs. Marsh.
Then you have to remember to wipe the sink afterwards. Yeah. That gets your bonus points as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure why we need to wipe the sink, but there you go.
Pete, are we expecting a run on Brazilians after tonight's show?
Yeah.
I'm not giving it away. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, there is some Brazilian action in the show. And
nothing to do with the soccer team either, is it?
No. Pelé doesn't get a mention. It's not Pelé. Somebody asked why you go with laser option instead of the Brazilian option.
Yes.
But we're still working on a Channel 10 budget, so we couldn't afford the laser. So, it was the Brazilian. And Brazilians are just funnier than lasers.
Very nice.
So,
All right, Pete, let's talk a little bit of footy. You're a massive Collingwood fan.
Bad luck.
Go easy here.
It's cricket season. It's cricket season, mate.
I know it's cricket season, but we need to talk. Have you recovered? Have you been able to deal with it? Put it away, roll it up, put a nice bow on it, and just put it in a drawer somewhere.
I watched it quarter by quarter over about 2 weeks. I did that, and then I went on a camp with Collective Minds just to get over it.
Yeah, of course, you did.
Bus trip, blindfold.
I played the West Coast theme song in my car over and over again.
You took Benny Cousins out for a day out tour.
It's worked wonders. It really has. I feel like I'm over it. Next year's going to be a huge success.
Jeez, I loved it. Loved every minute of it. Jeez, Collingwood shaking grand finals, don't they, Pete? And what happened there? You and Eddie?
I do remember my brother after we lost, straight after the siren. I think his words are going to echo in my ears forever. He just says, why do we keep losing these things? And it was 2 minutes away from being the greatest day of my life,
anyway.
I think. And,
you were there. At least you got there.
Pete, Strawny, touch base with him. How did he take the loss? The fact that obviously he hasn't been on the scene for a while. Has he missed the golden period?
He probably sooked up as usual.
Yeah, he thought he was a chance. He rocked into the club grand final week and thought he did a training session and thought he might have got there. But Bucks explained to him that there'd have to be quite a few injuries for him to get involved. So he took it well. He actually sent the playing list a ton of the strawberries at the time.
Nice.
he just said, jump right in, boys.
Yeah. Eat them whole.
Eat them whole.
Did Strawny go away with Danny Swan and
Dusty
Las Vegas? Does he normally go on that tour with him?
Yeah, he was planning to, although I think Swanee and Dusty told him they actually were going to Marimbula, so he got on the wrong flight.
Oh, Pete, it's always great to talk to you, mate. We wish you all the best of luck with How to Stay Married, mate.
Brilliant.
It's actually going to be awesome. 9 o'clock tonight, Channel 10. Tune in and check it out. I think it's a lot of us could use the advice and the moments that are coming up. Thanks, mate.
Well done, buddy.
Go on, you boys. Thanks.
There is the one and only Pete Hellier on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.